This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Another hour of What's on Your Mind, live from the Cape Fire Agri International in Bismarck, North Dakota, at the Bismarck Event Center. Lots of smiling faces, lots of booths to check out, lots of things to do. I think it might be the pie. I'm pretty sure it's the pie because our good friends Malcolm and Teresa Open were nice enough to bake hundreds of pies and slice them up and bring down pie.
Pie?
Yeah, it was pie, Todd. Right here, hometown pie, Devil's Lake, North Dakota.
Have a piece of pie.
And in an hour, we're doing the pie social, so stop by for free pie. Free pie. It goes fast, so you want to be here really, really quick. Okay? That's the plan, Stan. You got to do it. We're live today at the K-Fire Agri International with What's on Your Mind. Todd's going to be here with the K-Fire Cafe.
Yes.
And the event, day two, continues through the afternoon, brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow. If you want to sleep better, you need MyPillow. And the most important thing to your health is your sleep. Did you know that?
Yes.
Nothing more important to your health than your sleep. Most important thing to your sleep, MyPillow. See, so we have a solution for you. We want to keep you healthy. Also, MyPillow sheets, the Giza Dream sheets, the MyPillow towels, they're fantastic.
You know what I noticed since we put the sheets on our bed? Now, all of a sudden, all the pets want to be in the bed.
There you go.
They know, all want to be in the bed.
It's sort of like the MyPillow pet bed.
Yep.
And if you buy Mike Lindell's book, From Crack Addict to CEO, unbelievable story, you'll get free shipping on everything you order. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, after you click on the Radio Listener Special tab. Or call them at 800-506-9028. Senator Kevin Cramer is here from the nation's capital for a talk radio town hall today. We're doing it a little early this week, so we want you to call in and ask your questions, just like you always do on Friday, right here on the program. Get them in early, and you can text Todd, because my phone's in the hotel room. Mike Moschenberger did confirm that. Thank you very much. Over at the Everspring Inn.
But you're getting texts on your watch.
Yeah, I know, but they don't stay there long.
See,
I can't figure it out.
I need a bigger screen. I don't know how you guys do it on that little watch.
So
that little watch.
Text Todd at 701-226-8503, and Scott Bachmeyer is going to join us for the hour as well, and ask a question of Senator Cramer. Senator, welcome back to Talk Radio Town Hall. Nice to have you. How are you?
It feels like old home week now that I could be on a Wednesday for this week, but I appreciate you accommodating the word schedule. I'm going to be traveling on Friday, but Scott, I am in the cloakroom off the floor of the Senate, so we are in the middle of confirming four judges. In fact, there's the presiding officer is reading the first one off right now, so I'll be in and out a little bit if that works for you.
That'll work just fine. We're at the K-Fire Agri International, so a lot going on here. Lots of folks
cool
to talk to. We'll start with Scott Bachmeyer today.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Dakota Farm Ranch Report Guru. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen.
Finally.
And top drawer radio personality.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Right. Exactly.
See,
right.
He remembers the outdoor question I had at airport. I remember that.
Yeah.
Of course. That's exactly right.
What would you like to ask Senator Cramer?
You know, Senator Cramer, I was down in San Antonio, Texas here this last weekend, and part of the conversation with a lot of people were, how does the coronavirus affect the cattle industry? And I was wondering if there's any talk like that into the Senate side of things.
Did you say the cattle industry?
Yeah, that's, it's affecting the prices, definitely.
It is. I don't know the direct correlation, but there are a number of factors. One is, of course, China has a lot of people who eat a lot, but they also have a lot of hogs. And as you know, they've already been suffering from the African swine flu, which has been a positive for U.S. Hog prices because, of course, they are in high demand. It's been a negative for some other things because if they're not feeding as many hogs, they don't need as much of the feed that we send them. With regard to cattle, any big disruption like this can have either a negative or a positive impact on markets, Scott, but I have not heard a direct. I think most people believe that the genesis of the coronavirus, of course, is a particular wet market in China in a particular province that sort of spawns this sort of thing fairly regularly, these wet markets where the livestock and birds and waste and humans all hang out in pretty close proximity to one another. And I've not been there. I have friends who have described it. It's rather gross in terms of its detail. But I've not heard about how it's affected other livestock, like it has a disease, other than the anxiety that it creates in the markets themselves. And by the way, you know, one thing leads sort of to another. Now, the other interesting thing to me is how well other markets are doing, not necessarily, you know, specific commodities, but the stock markets, for example, the, you know, there was a real shock at first because of the uncertainty to travel and you know, tourism and all those things. But with regard specifically to livestock, I'm not aware of any direct correlation. That's not, there's not a lot of indirect.
You bet. You know, and one more thing. I don't know if you have time here. Scott, do I have time for another one here?
Absolutely.
You know, since I've been starting this Farm and Ranch Report in the first of the year, I've been getting a lot of text messages and voice messages on my phone from local neighbors over there by the ranch, wondering about the country origin of labeling and why it wasn't put into the USMCA. What's your take?
Yeah, so good question, because it was early on. It was a fairly high priority for our negotiators, actually. And as you might guess, it's exactly the kind of thing that the President Trump himself likes. In fact, you might even recall, Scott, I remember when Wilbur Ross, remember Secretary Ross held the town hall with us in Fargo, when he was asked that question, he said it was a very high priority at that time. Now, that was fairly early in the negotiations, but it was a high priority. It ended up being sort of traded away, if you will, because, as you know, Canada strongly opposes it. And in the United States, it's a mixed bag. You know, not everybody, even within the in the cattle ranching business, supports country of origin labeling. Although I think that's becoming changing a little bit, shifting a little bit. So I just think it ended up being one of those things, Scott, where while it was a priority, it wasn't as high a priority as some other things. And when it came time to, you know, trade, if you will, and negotiate and give and take, you know, the United States gave on that one. And probably in return for some other things that Canada may have provided. But I will say this, it does, there are a couple things that could happen somewhat related. One is, of course, the bio, the assimilation, if you will, or the reconciling of standards for food and other things, was, you know, evened out so that there is a higher standard, more of a U.S. standard. How that affects, you know, livestock to go back and forth across in terms of their lifespan and becoming a food product, I'm not entirely certain. But it also remains an issue of discussion between the two countries. One of the things I was thinking about, and it kind of goes back to your first question about China, as we negotiate other trade deals now, UK, India, the president's going to India here later in the month. One of the things I was thinking about is I would like to think that our North American ranchers, that again, share critters, if you will. I put it that way because, as you know, there's a lot of livestock that either is born in Canada and comes across the United States for, you know, parts of their life, the span and finishing maybe back in Canada. Maybe they are slaughtered in the United States. And that's true of all kinds of livestock, certainly cattle, that we could have some sort of a North American marketing, you know, cooperative that really lets us market the high quality of our products. The one thing that's unique about, I shouldn't say unique, but it's they're passionate about it in Europe and in UK included. And that is they like grass-fed beef. They prefer organic, and that puts the stress on some of our systems. But we also have a lot of farmers and ranchers who grow organic and who grow grass-fed, and they produce both in North Dakota and Manitoba and Saskatchewan, as well as states around us. And I do think there are some other niches and niche opportunities that we ought to be taking advantage of while we continue the negotiation of country of origin labeling, if that makes sense to you all.
All right. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate your answer.
Yeah, thanks, Scott.
I know you have a lot of people online here,
they're
Scott.
They're waiting to go.
They're waiting to go. Let's hear them.
Good to see you,
all
Scott.
Right. Thanks.
All right,
thanks,
let's see
Scott.
Here. Let's go to Kenny and Kenny South Amanda. What's on your mind, Kenny, for Senator Kevin Cramer? Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Kevin. Kenny Grainer here. I hope you're doing well.
Yeah, I figured.
I'm just outside here doing chores, taking care of cattle. I just wanted to bring you up to speed a little bit. You know, there is that Beef Integrity Act that Senator Thune and Senator Rounds has. I would encourage you to visit with them. You know, there again, it comes into that voluntary law, but it's going to mandate that the only product that can carry the born, raised in the U.S. product label would be just U.S. born and raised. So we're hopeful that you'll support that and help move that bill forward.
I appreciate it, Kenny. I will visit with John and Mike before I leave the chamber today, since we're here right now. And I'll visit with them, and I'm not familiar with the bill, so I will look into it. I appreciate you bringing it to my attention.
Kenny, thanks for the call. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. We'll take a break.
I'm going to go vote.
Are you going to go vote? Okay.
You could go vote,
and then you could say, hey, Senator Thune, what the heck is this Beef Integrity Act all about? Let me hear a little more about that. All right, short break, back with more with Senator Kevin Carter. Who knew they actually commits on the floor of the Senate about stuff like that? Huh? Do you know that, Todd? Does that surprise you?
No. Glad to get their getting work done.
Handouts are really to know when they're needed. More coming up.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson Ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven, and I have been in Norway 179 times and had over 49,000 people on tour with me during the past 50 years. Come and join me on my 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour to beautiful Norway, July 20th through August 4th. See Norway at its very best. There is a fjord in your future, hundreds of waterfalls, and spectacular mountains. We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar, the Olympic city of Lillehammer, plus Oslo, Bergen, and Trondheim. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll-free at my number 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you a complete packet of information on this tour. 1-800-343-0093. First come, first serve. Welcome along.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
On your mind, live from the Cape Fire Agri International, having a great time. Pi Social at 11, and it's free from us, Todd and I, and the entire What's on Your Mind family. KFIRE 550, AM 1100, The Flag, KTGO, and KLTC, because we appreciate you. So it's another reason to stop by the KFIRE Agri International and have a little pie today from Hometown Pies, Devil's Lake, North Dakota. If you've got a family reunion coming up, a special event coming up, you want a bunch of pies, give them a call. I'm telling you, it is the best. We're going to talk to Malcolm here coming up in a little bit. Don't forget, also, we have a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week line, 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. It's the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo Hotline. Two reasons it exists. One, for you to call to tell us what's on your mind 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Anytime, call and guest suggestion. Hey, I saw this on TV. I think you ought to have this person on. Why aren't you talking about this? This is important to me. Whatever it is. And also to identify folks that, like the folks at Oasis Petroleum, have that Be the Buffalo spirit. That go into the storm. Into the storm. Day in and day out. 855-200-1776. A few texts for Senator Cramer. Let's see here. A couple of calls waiting to go. Is he back from voting yet?
I am. I voted and had a nice conversation with Senator Rounds about the bill and stopped to visit briefly with Senator Thune. So I've gotten the update, and we'll take a good look at it.
That's one benefit to voting, right? All your colleagues are in.
We're all together.
Yeah. They're a captive audience for you to go tackle. By the way, I have to quickly ask you before I take these calls. The event at the White House yesterday with the president, the bill signing, it was amazing to have him start with a thank you to you and to Senator Hoeven and to instantly start talking about the NDSU Bison and the fact that they will be at the White House soon to celebrate. Do we have a date yet?
We might, but they haven't quite firmed it up with everybody that's involved. So, but it won't be too far away.
That's fantastic. That's great news. But the president, he's ready to have him, isn't he?
Well, I thought he was going to actually announce the date. I was a little concerned because I know it hasn't been firmed up with everybody. But yeah, he's anxious to have him. He obviously loves having these athletes come in. He loves sports. He watched a good part of the game. He's got a lot of knowledge about NDSU. The first time the most recent time before this that he talked to me about it, he called me. Actually, and he asked me all these questions, like, how can they keep winning year after year? How does a new coach go undefeated? How do they win? He as he said, 9 out of 10. I said, well, it's actually 8 out of 9, but it's a little bit like every time he talks about my margin of victory, it gets higher. So I do like him. He's a very optimistic guy, but he knows a lot about the Bison football team. It's pretty impressive.
Gary in Jamestown for Senator Cramer. Go ahead, Gary.
I'm just an urban person who periodically likes a 10-ounce ribeye. And once in a while...
Why so small?
I'm kind of a lightweight there with that 10 ounces. I don't know.
Well, it's several meals. But,
okay.
You know, every once in a while I'll go out to Jamestown Livestock, you know, just to watch and see what's going on. And maybe...
Sure.
On any given sale day, there's maybe 4 order buyers there. And maybe they buy about 70% of the cattle, I'm just estimating this, that are sold on that particular day. So, you know, is the USMCA agreement going to induce this cattle buyer to pay more money to the local rancher who's selling at that auction? And, you know, when they start this bidding, you know, they start at a price, I don't know if it's from the previous week, you know, for 100 weight, do they start there and maybe add 5% to do a price discovery? And, you know, and I don't know the chain of custody of these cattle, you know, order
right,
buyer,
right.
Then it goes, what, to a feedlot? I mean, surely when
right.
it goes up the line like that, they're not going to accept less money until it ultimately gets to the packing plant. And if these farmers and ranchers, they think, well, we'll do an antitrust suit against packing plants, yeah, they might win. Yes, packing plants may pay more money for cattle, but is that going to trickle back down the line to the order buyer at the ring so the local rancher gets more money for cattle. That's the best I can explain it.
Yeah. I love this. And Scott, we need to get Kenny Grainer back on the phone because he's the guy that can speak to this better than anybody. But you're exactly right. I don't know how it works at the sales ring, for example. I don't know how they pick the starting price. I don't know if it's based on, probably based on some sort of, like you said, recent history or the market in that particular day at other locations. But price discovery, there's no way to get price discovery like an auction. Willing buyers, willing sellers, bidding it up. I mean, that's as good as it gets in terms of true price discovery, obviously. With regard to the legislation, though, that Kenny brought up, that Senator Stoon and Rounds have introduced, and of course they're the two senators from South Dakota, and I know a lot of South Dakotans listen. What that does, it's not country of origin labeling, because of course that would be against originally NAFTA, now USMCA, and we tried that multiple times, and we had to finally eliminate it because it was found to be illegal, and a tariff would be available then for Canada to put on U.S. beef if we mislabeled. But
Senator Kramer, do me a favor, if you would, just hang on, and we'll pick up on the rest of the explanation on the Beef Integrity Act when we come back. Gary, thanks for your call. More with Senator Kramer coming up. I want to chat quick with Peter Thorpe, who is here at the K-Fire Agri International and is displaying a lot of toys. The Triple T Toy Show. Well, toys, trades, talks, the whole thing, right?
That's our toy show up in Minot we had in conjunction with the KMOTA Expo up there. This year is the 33rd year of having a toy show in conjunction with the KFYR Egg International.
How many years?
This is the 33rd year of having a toy show part of the egg show. We took the show over from Shane and Green Gillum, and they did 30 years. And then myself and a buddy took it over when they retired.
Hang on one sec. Daniel, can you turn down Senator Kramer as we go into the break here? Because I'm hearing a lot of background noise from the Senate there. All right. Sorry, go ahead.
So we took the show over when they retired after doing 30 years of the show. It was too good of a show, so we continued on. We're still doing a show tractor. We have a little commemorative 64 scale show tractor. This year we're doing a Super Wildcats Tiger, serial numbered for the egg show. It's part of the show. So we have one of them. So if anybody's interested in coming and getting a commemorative show tractor, come over and see me. Well, there are six of us vendors that set up. We have a pretty good area with all sorts of toys, whether it's 64, 32nd, cars, trucks, you name it, it's probably over there. Hot Wheels, there's just a variety of stuff.
Wow, that's awesome.
Custom pieces, and it's just...
And a specialized one for this show.
This show, we make a special show tractor just for the KFYR Agri International.
And you've been doing that all along?
We took over 3 years ago, so for us to actually doing this, we've set up at the show for quite a few years.
Yeah.
But when Shane and Green retired from doing the show, we took it over to just to line up the vendors and stuff. So
that's awesome.
There's six of us vendors here this year. And
which are you in the arena?
We're right over here.
The Expo.
We're over here in the new
Expo Hall.
In the Expo Hall, just past there. So
thanks, Peter. Appreciate it.
Come over and visit us and
come see.
We have a Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's back on the campaign trail as Democratic presidential candidates prepare for Super Tuesday. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders now leads the pack after winning a tight race over Mayor Pete in New Hampshire's primary. When it comes to winning New Hampshire in the 2020 general election, Trump 2020 campaign secretary Kayleigh McEnany tells Fox News The president has his eyes set on New Hampshire.
We lost this state narrowly by 2,700 votes. Trump picked up Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, 1.5% away from winning in Minnesota. We're going to win New Hampshire. We're going to win Minnesota.
With the nation's attention on the coronavirus, the less flashy flu season has picked up steam again, causing a large number of infections in 47 states. That's according to the latest numbers from the CDC. The latest numbers from the CDC show that flu activity in the United States remains high and widespread. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Daddy's belt, Mama's drapes, standing tall in the backyard shed looking cool in my Superman cape.
I kind of know what's on your mind. Senator Kramer takes your question so seriously, he rounds up members of the Senate and brings them to the cloakroom to say, hey, would you come on my talk radio town hall for a second? So I understand both Senator Thune and Senator Rounds are in the vicinity. Senator Mike Rounds, do you have the phone now, Senator?
I do. Kevin just stepped out to go vote, and I said I would step in. If you've got some questions on the Beef Integrity Act, I'd be happy to answer them.
Yeah, we had somebody call Kevin about it today, and they said, well, that he should talk to you. And consider being part of that legislation. And we talk a lot to cattle producers who, some have the opinion we need, labeling, some don't, but don't always speak with one voice. So anything that kind of brings cattle producers together, we're all for. What would this bill do?
This bill is designed to limit the use of a voluntary label that producers use called Product of the USA. If you go into a grocery store as a consumer and you look at beef and you'll see a product and it'll say Product of the USA on it, you think that what you've got is an American product. You've got, basically something that was produced here in the United States. Unfortunately, a little bit of a loophole in that law, and what it basically says is today all it has to do is be processed in the United States. So you can have beef from 27 different countries that are brought in here in quarters or in halves, hanging halves, but they can be brought in. And then once they've been brought in, if they do any repackaging or reprocessing, it can then be a product of the USA. And that's a terrible message to consumers, and it most certainly does not help our producers in the upper Midwest. So we've just simply got a program saying if you're going to use that voluntary label, it's going to be a product of the USA, and that means for beef that it was born in the United States, and it was raised in the United States, and it was harvested in the United States, and it was processed in the United States. It makes perfect sense to a lot of us, and I think consumers would feel a whole lot better when they're buying what they believe is American beef.
So basically, this bill would make that label mean something.
Absolutely. And the good thing, it doesn't have any tariffs attached to it. You know, a lot of us would like to see mandatory cool, but we understand right now that if we did the country of origin labeling the way that we'd like to see it done, it'd be, at this point, in excess of $1 billion in tariffs placed on other commodities, and we don't know which commodities, but that's going to make it very difficult for other senators to support it, because if you're a cotton producer, you're not going to like having your products with a tariff on them, or if you're a wheat producer and so forth. But in this particular case, with this Product of the USA label, it's a voluntary program. You don't have to use it if you're a processor. But if you want to use it, it ought to be from the United States. That's what this is all about. It's a voluntary product, and it is not making anybody subject to any tariffs. We hope to be able to move it through the United States Senate. We're looking for co-sponsors, and we think there's a whole lot of consumers out there that would appreciate the opportunity to know that it's American beef.
Last quick question. Do you share the concern of cattle producers that they are not getting a fair shake from the packing plant? We talk about four big packers, and they believe that's the reason the prices have plummeted. Do you share that view?
I've always believed that the more competition in the industry, the better off it is. Clearly, there's a concentration that is there. The four of them are competing with one another, and I know that when it comes to actually processing beef, there's not a lot of money in that. It's in the marketing of it. It's one of the reasons why we've always promoted in South Dakota more processing facilities to be made available. We did it with turkeys. We've got a turkey processing plant just to avoid that type of concentration. There's a new beef plant that's in Aberdeen, South Dakota, that's operating right now that's killing a lot of cows. And, it's at capacity from what I understand. So we'd love to have more processors. And if you did, you'd have more people competing for that product. And the one thing I really like is the idea of trying to send a message that consumers would like to be able to know the age and the source of the product that they're eating. You know, they do it with other products today, but we just think age and source verification is something that's here and consumers want it. And the more value we can add to our products, the better off it is and the more competitive we are, not just nationally, but internationally as well. Good news is we've got China, or we've got Japan, which is, we've got a new beef deal put together with Japan. That's coming online. China here in the next 15 to 30 days, we should start to see them buying more products. They've indicated that they're going to buy a significant amount of additional products here in the near term. And as a lot of people know, right now, USMCA is going to bring some solidarity anyway to our international trade with both Canada and Mexico, and that's a good thing for our producers.
Well, Senator, I know that your public service continues. You're on the ballot in November. We wish you well there. Anything we can do to help, let us know, and thanks for the time today.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity. Kevin's been a great asset and a great addition to the United States Senate, and he has gotten right into the middle of it for his ag producers, and we're just happy to have him on board.
Good partners, the Dakotas, South and North Dakota. How about that? Thanks very much, Senator. Good to talk to you. Is Kevin back from voting?
He's right here and just having another sip of coffee. I'm going to hand him over.
Oh, you can't go without the coffee. Doesn't happen.
Yeah, that's right.
Does not happen. Thanks, Senator. Good to talk to you.
All right.
And hands the phone back.
How's that?
That's pretty good. You didn't wait long to get some answers for those callers. I love it.
No.
It is.
It works.
And it sounds interesting. Sounds like maybe a voluntary thing, but make the label mean something. So when they slap product to the USA, it actually is now. So yeah, I think I think your arm's going to get twisted to be signing onto that baby very soon. Probably,
I think Kevin has a job. Kevin has a job as a producer. If you want career after after the Senate,
I can book talent.
Let me get some text in here. I would like to know Senator Kramer's thoughts on the new bill that's being brought up called the New Way Forward. The heck is that? The New Way Forward.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what that is, so I'd have to know more about it. I don't know the name or the number.
Another text. New Way Forward. Yeah, that's one. We'll get an answer next week for you, listener. Another different text or different listener would still like to hear what Senator Kramer thinks about the IRS refunds for SRPs, unconstitutional confiscation, says the listener.
Yeah, see, again, using all those letters, I'd have to know more about what the issue is. FRPs. I'm not sure what that is.
S like Sam, RPs. Yeah, IRS refunds for SRPs.
For SRPs. Yeah, I'd have to look into it. I'm not sure what they're asking for.
All right, we'll check into that one. Also, an issue you dealt with a while ago seems to be rearing its ugly head again. We've had some calls and some emails about challenges with the FSA offices. Some of it to do with, you know, the indemnity program checks not coming out fast enough from Blizzard of 2019. You know, somebody in McIntosh and Logan calling, Logan County, texted us today that a lot of producers are in that boat waiting. And the FSA offices are difficult, and also challenges with, you know, some really just odd comments to folks at the FSA offices who are working with loans. One individual told you can't bring your accountant in. So I know that issue's come up before. I know that you guys have dealt directly with the FSA. Darrell Lease was here earlier. He said he took it to Washington, D.C. and the USDA so that they would look into it. Anything new on that front?
Well, the only thing that's new, Scott, is occasionally, and it hasn't been for a long time until very recently again, things will go okay for a long time, and then we get another complaint. It always tends to go back to an individual. And so we did, and sometimes it's a repeat. By that, I mean it's a same borrower with the same complaint with the same person. And so we always check into them and work with the state director. What I think I'm going to do on this, though, since a few of them have come up, and we've even heard a little bit from, well, I won't go into that. I won't go into the details because some of this stuff is, some of them are confidential situations. But what I think I'll do is do what I did last time to kick the whole thing off, and that is have another meeting with borrowers that are willing to, you know, be in the same room with each other. Again, we're talking about, you know, a lot of private information, but. And, you know, get an update from them directly and bring the leadership in and see how it's going. I'll tell you, I'm not afraid to tackle it, Scott. It bothers me to no end when the bureaucracy does not serve the people they're supposed to serve, and they have 100 excuses for why they don't do something. Now, sometimes there's legitimate reasons for doing things. I don't want to prejudge things either. But we do want to intervene when something becomes clear and becomes epidemic, if you will. In other words, it's systemic. It's not just an individual, but a number of individuals having the same problems in the same area, and they aren't having these problems in other areas. I think we owe it to our constituents to look into it. And a personnel matter is not too small for a United States senator if it's affecting the way that bureaucracy serves the public. But, Scott, as you know, it's become a passion, more of a passion for me in the Senate than it ever was even in the House, because I see it up close. I've been asked by a dozen reporters today what I think, for example, about the Justice Department intervening in the sentencing of Roger Stone, to which I say I think the president's been too generous with the bureaucracy for too long, and the Department of Justice, as an example, has earned the skepticism. I mean, they've proven to have a lot of bad cops. And so, you know, I'm not afraid to tackle even a local personnel issue if I think it's not being dealt with properly by the leadership.
Senator Kevin Cramer with us for the Talk Radio Town Hall. We'll take a break. Some calls waiting. We'll get to those next as well. After a short break, you can go Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell. Who do you want to pull on the show next? We'll find out what happens during the break.
Lindsey's so shy. He's so shy.
Yeah, very quiet guy. Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. So right now we're going to talk about pies. Malcolm Altman is here from the Hometown Pie Company, Devil's Lake, North Dakota. And best pie on the planet Earth, bar none. I could tell you that with my hand firmly on the Bible. Never had a pie like that. In fact, I had a little pie pocket last night. Did you have a little product that's in development, in R&D at Hometown Pies, right?
Yes, it's almost completely done.
Wow, yes.
We're just waiting on packaging right now.
I want to see those at every convenience store in America.
So do I.
Yeah, that'd be wonderful. Right now your pies are at Lever's, we should tell folks, by the way, in Devil's Lake, right?
Yes, they are.
So they can get them there, and of course they can call you and order pies if they don't see you at a show, correct?
Correct,
yeah.
Correct.
And what number do you want them to call you?
701-350-1497.
One more time, that number?
701-350-1497. 1497, or we're also on Facebook at Hometown Pies.
Now, we're doing a little pie social at 11 today. Free pie we're serving up starts at 11 o'clock and lasts until noon today. So, or till they're gone. Yesterday they were gone by 11:30.
They were gone within a half hour
yesterday. What are you serving up so I can start to have my mouth watering right now?
Okay, today what I have I didn't have yesterday was cherry.
Cherry's added.
So I've got cherry, blueberry, Dutch apple.
Strawberry rhubarb.
Strawberry rhubarb. Very little of that. I used up a lot of that yesterday.
Appleberry.
Appleberry's all gone.
Oh, well, they were so darn good. They're unbelievable. Yeah. So come have a free slice of pie with us for the Pie Social from Hometown Pies, Devil's Lake. Malcolm and Teresa Oatman make the best pies on the planet Earth. Thanks for doing this again. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
More with Senator Kramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall and the K-Fire Agri International Bismarck Event Center after this.
Hi, Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a jump on spring.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
We're back at the K-Fire Agri International on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at the Energy of North Dakota. North Dakota Petroleum Council, oil and natural gas from North Dakota strengthens all of America. The abundance of talents, the innovations, the technologies, energy responsibly produced here means worldwide economic stability. We're seeing it all the time with the world events and markets unaffected right now. With producers in our communities working together, securing that sustainable future, so that generation after generation can build on that. All happening right now with the Energy of North Dakota. Learn more at energyofnorthdakota.com. Also, the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference is coming soon. And you're going to want to have, in fact, Monday, Ron Ness will be on the program, guest hosting for yours truly, and he'll have some details on it. So you'll want to listen to that. Senator Kevin Cramer is here, the Talk Radio Town Hall finishing in this final segment here. So last chance to get your comments in. Text Todd at 701-367-2054 or call us at 800-228-0550. Do we have any unfinished business from the previous segment you needed to get in?
Well, the one thing I wanted to bring up is the New Way Forward. I did look that up, and I can see why I don't know much about it, because it's a horrible bill introduced by a bunch of very extreme liberals in the House. That first thing that what they want to do in this bill is get the Department of Homeland Security or the CBP out of all of the contracts with private sector detention facilities for illegal immigrants. And they want to just turn the illegal immigrants loose, of course. That's what it's all about. It's just eliminating illegal immigration, basically. And not only do I not support that, but yesterday I signed on to a Marco Rubio bill as a co-sponsor of the bill he introduced that deals with FDIC. It deals with eliminating discrimination, banking discrimination for these very facilities. So there's a number of banks. I think Wells Fargo is one of them, and like three or four others that have decided to not provide banking or financing to companies that do private sector incarceration. Well, you know, that this, first of all, it's legal commerce. Second of all, these banks are FDIC insured. They're chartered. They are, you know, they depend on, rely on the federal government for their business. And now they want to, it's sort of like discriminating against illegal gun businesses. They always want to do that as well. And so I signed on to a bill yesterday to make sure that these legal companies are doing important work for law enforcement and security in this country continue to not be discriminated against by large banks. So, no, I do not support the New Way Forward.
All right, we got the answer on that one for sure. Let's go to who is waiting the longest, Dana in Bismarck. Dana for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Senator Cramer. We're moving on 5 years of the, you know, less than adequate prices for farmers and ranchers.
Mm-hmm.
And in those 5 years, we've heard all kinds of things like, you know, the trade with China, and then now we got agreements there, and USMCA has got agreements there. And the prices just don't seem to want to move up at all. And the general public doesn't want to see them getting subsidies anymore, and the only way they can do that is if we get a livable price on our crop. So here's an idea that why don't you, they're talking about suing these packing companies. If you do that, mm-hmm. they have unlimited funds to fight you forever. You'll never win.
Right.
So you as congressmen and senators out there, why don't you make them put their fair share into providing us enough money for the products we give them, because they're not holding the prices down in the grocery store either. Everybody knows that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Let's give Senator a chance to answer that. What do you think?
Oh, so when I wanted one clarification. One was when you say get them, you're referring to the packers then, or the marketers of product? Is that what you're talking about, or who's the them you're talking about?
Oh, Dana hung up. Sorry about that.
Or was it other countries? That was my only little bit of confusion. He is right that we continue to see a low market price. Other than a few products, prices have come up on. As we talked at the beginning of the show with Scott Bachmeier, the whole coronavirus thing has had an impact on markets, a negative impact on some markets with China at a time when all of a sudden we have this China trade deal, and all of a sudden we see China with a reeling economy and dealing with this pandemic. And it's very unfortunate. The timing of it's very unfortunate. But remembering too that commodity prices are a product of, again, of the result of supply and demand. And the more trade deals we get, the more the demand is, and the lower the supply will be, obviously. So there's been a lag. There's always a lag after a deal. We have to start seeing some of the purchases taking place. We're just starting to see some of that now. And I get the urgency, but at the same time,
I don't mind fighting back on people, as we did last week, Scott, with the caller that complains about, as the caller called it, subsidies, the safety nets that we put in place to make sure that family farmers can continue to farm in tough times and be able to get the financing they need, so that hopefully in the long run we get to the other side of this price cycle and it gets back up. In the meantime, you know, we'll try to do everything we can on assistance and aid and where appropriate.
Who was the big winner last night in New Hampshire?
Amy Klobuchar. I'm kind of proud of her. I don't mind telling you. I just talked to Sully Forrest. It's fun to see her do as well as she's doing when she was such an underdog. She's a neighbor. You know, she sounds reasonable compared to some of the others. So
well, yeah.
Winner, but we'll see. We'll see how it all turns out.
See, our listeners thought Donald Trump was the big winner because they can't quite get that figured out there. But yet on the Democratic side, I'd agree with you. Senator Kevin Cramer, thank you. Folks, see you tomorrow. God bless.
I've been talking about hot spring spas and pool tables, too, for years with Vince Webker. And the wellness part of this is really what most excites me. What should people know about the wellness benefits?
So there's a lot to know, but I promise you this. I preach it daily in-house. If you want to live better and live longer, get a sauna or a hot tub. I promise it will work. The reasons why, we're here to explain it when you come into hot spring spas.
A sauna about the size of a refrigerator, plug it in, you go. Hot tub, they'll put it in the winter, no problem. Hot spring spas, pool tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.